Hi, I'm in a local gathering place in Kitchener Center with Kitchener Center candidate Peter Thurley.
Hello.
And MP Tony Martin.
Happy to be here.
Now, we're here today, and one of the things we were doing was talking about affordability issues and taking the HST off of home heating. Tony, I'll start with you. Why is this such an important issue to Canadians?
Well, everybody has to have heating. We live in a country where winter is a very stark reality, and this winter in particular, the last few days, you know, we've seen it in spades. We need to heat our homes. It's something we have to have, and for the government to be tacking on, you know, extra taxes on something that we have to have seems to be very unfair, particularly for those who are struggling already to make ends meet.
And Peter, what were you finding today when we were out there in the community talking to folks in your riding? What were you finding their feelings were about this?
I was hearing from a number of people that they've noticed either their rent has gone up or their actual heating bills have come in, and $25, $30, $40 more than they were a few months ago. And that's a big hit for people to take. I heard from a lot of people who just said, you know what, this is unaffordable. We can't do this anymore, and good on you. Good on the NDP and the leadership that Jack Layton is taking to take the HST, to take GST off of home heating.
Well, one of the things we've been doing in Brant is we've been going door to door with this issue as one of the paramount issues, and we're going to be having a candlelight protest on the HST, taking the HST off of home heating and utilities as well. Our provincial wing is really working on that on February 1st at the Labour Centre. So that's something I just want to get out there to the listeners to let them know that this is happening. Now, Tony, you're in a northern riding, and I know a lot of the issues are the same. What about the general issues around affordability?
Well, the cost of living, you know, has gone up. You know, people are telling me that, you know, they're in hock up to their eyeballs because of the tax shift that's happened over the last 15 years where, you know, we as ordinary working stiffs are expected to pay more and more of the cost of those services that we all depend on and rely on for ourselves and for our families. And they get to a point where they just can't take it anymore. They just cannot absorb anymore, you know, they're looking for some political party to recognize that and to come forward with some policies and proposals that will give them some relief, and certainly to take the HST off of home heating in Northern Ontario, you know, where we have a long, hard winter. You know, I haven't run into anybody yet who doesn't like it, who doesn't think it's a good idea. You know, who has anything critical or negative to say about it, and they think it's a great platform, or you know, plank in a platform for us to be pushing out there.
Well, yeah, it's a practical result that people would see immediately. It would benefit everyone. It wouldn't just benefit one pocket of people. It would benefit everyone possible.
Yeah, and they don't know why the Conservatives don't get it. You know, and they don't know why the Liberals, you know, and particularly in Ontario where, you know, you've got a Liberal government, don't get it either, you know. The Liberal government in Ontario was actually given the option to, you know, take the HST off some products. Why they didn't choose home heating fuel, you know, is beyond me. Why they didn't understand that, particularly given we have so many of them in Parliament, provincially from Northern Ontario. My hunch is people are going to see what we as New Democrats from Northern Ontario, almost every riding New Democrat now, speaking up for the people of the North on those things that affect them most directly. I think you'll see a lot more New Democrats at Queen's Park after the next election as well.
Well, and I know that in the southern Ontario region, Peter and I, we're going to continue working hard to advocate for working everyday Canadians. What do you think, Peter?
Well, I think it's imperative on us as New Democrats and just simply as Canadian citizens to get out there and to talk to our neighbors, talk to our friends, talk to our family about issues that matter to us, that concern us. I think that's really important.
Now, where can people reach you, Peter?
The best place to find me is at KitchenerCenterNDP.ca on my Facebook page, as well as you can find me on Twitter at PF Thurley.
Okay, and you can find me at BrantMark.ca. And on the top right-hand side of the page, you'll find all the links to Facebook, Twitter, etc. And Tony, where's the best place for people to find out more about what you're doing?
Probably my website, www.TonyMartin.com, or .ca, rather.
So www.TonyMartin.ca. And we're off to a big event in Kitchener Centre. So thank you so much, gentlemen, for taking some time to help us out and talk about affordability issues.
Okay, you're welcome.
Thank you, Mark.